light, Christmas in lands of the fir tree and pine, Christmas in lands of the palm tree and vine, Christmas where snow peaks stand solid and white, Christmas where cornfields stand sunny and bright, Christmas where children are hopeful and play, Christmas where old men are patient and gray, Christmas where peace, like a dove in his flight, broods over great men in the thick of the fight. Everywhere, everywhere, Christmas tonight, for the Christ child who came is the master of all. No palace too great, no cottage too small.
Who worshipped Christ at his birth. But have you heard of the shepherd who did not go? His story is not found in the Bible, but it has come to us, and we would like to share it with you. Bethlehem was built on a hill below the town where wilderness plains scattered between caves where wolves and sometimes robbers laid wait. So the shepherds who guarded their flocks in this wild land dared not leave them unprotected. One momentous night, long ago, four shepherds were grazing their flocks on these pastures. Samuel, Ezra, Joel, and David were their names. Of these four, David was the only one who did not own the flock he tended. He was a boy from a poor family who Abraham, a rich old man, had hired to care for his sheep. The other men's bearded faces showed their many years in comparison to David's smooth face and merry eyes.
Samuel. Is it not wonderful that you are a shepherd in Bethlehem and not some other faraway land?
Why, David?
The prophets say that the king we have been looking for will be born in this very place. Samuel, do you believe we will ever see the promised king?
I do not think I will. If you will see to the hope these days, yet he will come someday. I am so concerned, David.
My thoughts often dwell on his coming. Samuel, I would walk to the end of the earth to see the treasure child.
Thank you.
Without warning, each shepherd felt that something had brushed over him in the night. They awakened and were astounded at the blinding light radiating from a form in the sky and the voice declaring,
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
That followed the angel's departure, each man looked at the other in amazement.
Come, Edward, go, David, let us be going.
How will we find him among all the mangers of Bethlehem? It will be a vain search for all the witches.
David, go quickly.
I cannot go.
joy. He said she had a time ago that you would go to the end of the earth, to the Christ child.
But the sheep cannot be left unattended. The dogs will guard them, and they'll fear for them. Come with us. My master will be angry if I leave this flock alone. Go on without me. I must keep my word.
Restless to begin their search, Joel, Samuel, and Ezra left. Them go. Was he wrong to give up his dream? Choking back bitter tears, he grew calmer as he thought about how the sheep needed him. The dog's low growl at his side warned him that danger was near. Thinking swiftly, David leaped onto a rock and sounded out the familiar call that gathered the sheep about him. As the wolves slunk away, he scanned the flock to see if one was missing. Intense relief swept over him as one by one he named the sheep and found that they were all there, except the master's pet was bleeding in return to David's cries. Thinking only of Kibara, the boy charged down the hill, and there were two wolves quarreling over the wounded sheep. One of them slunk away at the sight of the boy, but the other had had a taste of blood and sprang at David, missing his throat but sinking its teeth into his arm. It sprang again, and this time tore his leg. Then, as the beast turned to spring again, David struck him a heavy blow on the head with his staff and killed him. David's wounds were bleeding and painful, but he turned at once with caressing words to the sheep.
Kibara, they have hurt you, little sheep. But they have not killed you. No, they have not killed you. I reached you just in time. You cannot walk, can you? And I'm afraid I cannot carry you. But I can help. There, look at your head on my arm.
David talked to her as to a child, and the wounded boy and the wounded sheep slowly made their way up the steep hillside and over the rough rocks. It was not a long way, but now the wounded leg was slow, the wounded arm was weak, and the wounded lamb seemed very heavy. When at last they reached the flock, still huddled trembling together, David had only strength to give one reassuring call to the flock, then fell exhausted.
Mark's account.
Growing bright, and three men appeared from the direction of the town. It was not the shepherds, but old Abraham and two of his servants. As the old man caught sight of his flock but saw no shepherd, he raged with anger.
David, David, the young vagabond, he left the sheep. Of great worth are his promises. He would keep the flock, come life, come death. David, let me find him and I will give him something he will remember. Longer than he does his vows.
As he drew near the flock, he discovered the boy lying on the ground.
Ah! Asleep is he. The sun is on high. Come, get up!
Abraham raised his staff to strike the boy, but as he did so, he noticed the white face and bleeding arm around the wounded sheep. Old Abraham dropped his angry arm.
Ah, David boy, you did not forget your promises. I would have struck you. Forgive me, my lad. Take him to the inn and bid them care for him. I myself will watch the flock today.
The inn is full, my lord.
Take him to the inn, I say.
But the inn is full, my lord. There is perhaps room in the stable, though.
Then carry him hither and bid them give him the best of care. Go at once.
So the servants bore David away, still unconscious from his wound, and made him a comfortable bed of straw in the stable. It was some hours before he came to himself. When at last he opened his eyes and his ears began to catch once more the sounds about him, the first thing he heard was a faint cry.
Hear now, shepherds of
May I see him?
The gray-faced man brought the child and laid him in David's arms.